Previously on Algoa FM.
At Algoa Country, time for Mythbusters. You know what? Now we're slowly creeping out of winter. You know, it's kind of getting warmer. I don't want to jinx it, but the myths about training and exercising during winter are still staying with us after all this time, right? So it's time to debunk these exercise myths. And so I had to get a very good friend of mine, someone who I see in the gym all the time, locked in, fitness enthusiast and orthopedic medical science liaison. It's Sifiso Ngobeni. Sifiso, welcome to Algoa FM.
Hey, Pierre, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. You know what? Your title sounds very dramatic, you know, orthopedic medical science liaison. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what that means and what you do on a daily basis?
So on a daily basis, I am assisting surgeons in TX. But essentially, people who have brittle bones or people that may have been diagnosed with cancer, for type of medical equipment that goes in them or type of medical implant that goes in them. And yeah, fracture fixation purposes.
Oh, wow. Broken bones. Okay, so hence the trauma part of it, right? I think I actually maybe even missed something. Orthopedic trauma medical science liaison, hey?
Great.
What does a typical day look like for you? Like, where do you even fit in gym when you're doing all this stuff?
So that's actually a good question. when I started my internship, I realized that, you know, this trying to squeeze in gym in the morning or straight after work is not gonna work for me.
Mm.
And gym has become part of a lifestyle for me. So it's not just something that I do when I feel like I want to go. You know, it's actually a part of my routine. So what I decided to do is wake up 4:30 in the morning, hit the gym early before my day starts. However, luckily for me, there are some days that are a bit calmer than others.
Mm.
It's mostly dependent on the type of emergency call one would get. So essentially my mornings do start a little bit earlier than others. So I'm in the gym 5:00 in the morning, and a busy day. And if it's a calm day, then I can squeeze in at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Or honestly, if I feel like maybe I didn't get enough time in the morning, then I'll try and do something late on the evening as well.
I see. You know what? That means you're the perfect person to answer these myths and these questions, right? Our listeners have come up with just like burning questions that they have on their minds about working out during this time of the year when it's still a little bit cold. You know, we just came out of winter, and I want to get into the first myth, which is that summer bodies are made in winter. We hear this one all the time. You need to be in the gym during winter, working your bum off, you know, so that you can make that summer body. Is this one true?
You know what, Pierre? Summer bodies are actually not made in winter. Summer bodies are made throughout the course of the year. A year is 365 days, guys.
Yes.
Literally, summer bodies, from the moment you start. If you start in summer, right, 2024 summer, and we start approaching, we're currently in spring. So you started working out summer 2024, so January, and you're working out throughout the whole of the 9 months to where we are now, you're going to see results. You know, so if you decide to start with winter, the following summer, the results might not be as much as someone who would have begun at an earlier stage. Does that make sense? The results might not be the same, as much of the same as someone who might have, let's say, early in the year as compared to winter.
Speaking of results, some people say that you can eat more during winter because you burn more fat. Now, I was told this as well because I felt so guilty about how much I was eating when I was just really cold. But I was told, no, Gia, it's chilled because, you know, you'll burn more fat when it's winter. Do you think this one is true?
That's also just one of the myths. Mm. So once again, it's not true. I think I would actually say you burn a little less fat in winter. This is why normally the winter season, when you're about to start your physical exercise, you actually have to get the blood flow pumping a bit more than you would in the summer season.
Oh, wow.
Summer is really hot, you know. So you're most likely to sweat a bit more in summer than you would in winter, but that also differs from person to person. So because you're sweating, all the sweat glands out, actually the energy that was preserved and the blood flow that is works faster than it would in winter. In summer, sorry, does that make sense? More than it would in winter.
That makes a lot of sense. So I mean, that means the aim is to sweat. If you sweat, then that directly means that you're losing weight?
I'm not necessarily to say the aim is to sweat, but I think if you are sweating, then at least you can be rest assured that you're doing something.
What about those days where you do something a little bit too hard and then you feel really sore, like after your workout? Like, you know, when you just feel the next day like, yo, I'm just so sore, I feel stiff. Is it true then that you shouldn't exercise after you're feeling a bit sore, like from a workout?
So essentially, as a beginner, it's very likely that you're going to get more sore or more torn muscle fibers than someone who's been exercising for, let's say, 3 years plus.
Yeah.
You know, so in the beginning phase, you're most likely to see quicker and faster results. So that will be equivalent to a more sore body, right, in the beginning phase.
Yeah.
And the more advanced you become, the less soreness you receive. And the harder it becomes to now start seeing results. But now this is why exercise or fitness has been needs to be a part of your daily life or daily structure. And people then tend to, maybe because they don't see the results, they're like, ah, but I've been exercising for so many months. I'm no longer seeing the results that I need. So essentially, no. I am a big believer in feeling your body and listening to your body. So if you feel at that point that your body is a bit too tired or too sore, our body's an engine, you know. The more time you spend in physical activity or the more time you spend in the gym is also the more time you need to spend on rest and recovery period and the type of food that you're eating, which will essentially also assist in that recovery phase. So as an individual, listen to your body.
Yeah.
If your body's feeling sore or if your body's feeling fatigued, then I would rather say rest that day. Try and maybe stretch out specific areas that could possibly be painful, or maybe go to the gym, do like a 45-minute light session, however that light session may look like for you, or foam roll, you know, just to get those niggles and sores and pain out. Some people like to swim as well. That's essentially another good form of recovery, you know, that can assist for the following day. But for other guys that are really just, that can push through, honestly, muscle soreness is not really going to stop them. They're going to go, and essentially they'll actually feel better the following day.
So in order to feel better the following day, you'd advise just try and go for it. At least do something. Don't just chill, if you can.
If you can.
Oh, man, I wish we had so much more time. The final myth that we got from our listeners, and this was a big one as well, is that you can lose fat in specific areas of the body. They call it spot reduction. So you do exercises that are focused on, let's say, for example, if I want to lose weight directly by my hips or my stomach, then I should only be doing, you know, like ab crunches and whatever, and then I can specifically lose that weight. Do you think that that's true? Can you tell us? Because this one is a big one, even for me.
That's also not true. So essentially, our body is a working mechanism.
Wow.
So you work one thing, you work the rest of the other. What anatomy is supposed to say, you know. So you can't just decide that you're going to focus on building a chest muscle or to lose weight, you know. And if you're going to lose weight, if you're going to try and lose weight around your abdomen or abdominal area, you're going to lose the rest of the weight throughout your entire body. So that's false.
You're learning so much. I think, you know what, you've stripped us of the lies as we're coming out of winter. And now we at least know how to be so much better at working out. And hopefully, maybe it's not too late for those summer bodies, eh? Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, people still have time, you know?
Yeah.
We're in spring, so you still have around about, what, like four to five months before we actually get to summer?
Yeah, like proper summer.
Yeah.
Sifiso Ngobeni, I'll go FM. I do want to ask you before I let you go, where can we catch you next?
So people can catch me on social media platform, Instagram, under Sifiso.Vali, Twitter or X, Sifiso_Vali, TikTok, Sifiso_Vali. And yeah, basically on the social media pages.
Perfect. You heard it there, Algoa Country. You can find him all across social media at Sifiso_Vali. Thank you so much, Sifiso. Have a good one.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.